Engineers devise low-cost alternative to Da Vinci surgical system. When the Da Vinci surgical system was first released in 2000, it revolutionized the control that surgeons had when operating inside the body. Using a complex assortment of robotic arms, the Da Vinci system lent surgeons greater control over their instruments, minimizing the amount of damage that had to take place during a surgical intervention. While the Da Vinci has made surgical procedures safer and easier for surgeons, the system doesn't come cheap, meaning that many hospitals around the globe don't have access to state-of-the-art surgical tools. As an inexpensive alternative to the Da Vinci system robotic dexterity, a team of University of Michigan engineers have created a completely mechanical substitute that costs a mere $500. Called the FlexDex, the low-cost instrument uses a plastic, ergonomic mount that attaches to a surgeon's wrist. Once attached, the FlexDex leverages a series of mechanical components to translate the movement of the surgeon's hand to the tip of the instrument, where a laparoscopic tool lies in wait of command. To articulate its laparoscopic tool, the FlexDex employs a needle driver to impart smooth and precise motions that can minimize the size of incisions and precisely place sutures. FlexDex provides the functionality of robots at the cost of traditional handheld laparoscopic instruments, said Shaurya Ortar, associate professor of mechanical engineering. We've disrupted the paradigm where surgeons and hospitals had to choose between high-cost/high-function and low-cost/low-function. Our mission is to democratize minimally invasive surgery and expand its use around the US and the world. In recent weeks, the FlexDex has been successfully used in surgeries, proving that it can be as useful as its expensive, robotic counterpart. Given the fact that medical costs in many parts of the world are skyrocketing, having access to cheaper, equally as viable tools could be a great thing for both hospitals and patients. For more medical news, find out how this one-cent lab on a chip could disrupt disease diagnosis.